I think that this morning it is crucial to discuss the corona situation and the coronavirus. And I'd like to begin by saying a very strong and bold statement, and that is that there is no such thing as a coronavirus. Obviously, that's not a completely true statement. But the reality is that it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's called a coronavirus. That's what it is, you know. But oftentimes we get caught up in the word coronavirus and the biological definition of the virus, and we forget. We're in Adar, we're about to go into Purim, and Purim is the most clear story of Hashem's involvement in this world, and the only holiday that we celebrate that happened after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash while we're in Golos, and it's Hashem all over the Megillah, even though he's not written in there. Behester Panim. So if a person, and I myself included, spent the last few weeks, and certainly the last few days, and even the last few hours saying, oh my gosh, you know, quarantine, virus, these are all things that on a teva level a person has to do. But if a person doesn't internalize the fact that this is from Hashem, 1,000%, beyond the shadow of a doubt, and, of course, he has to have a teva response, and that is to be washing his hands. And, of course, you know, Rahman al-Tzlan, if you're in quarantine, you have to listen. But that's certainly, I would venture to say, I don't think this is ludicrous to say, we should be more inclined with a ruchnius response, with a spiritual response, as much, if not more, than a physical response. And one of the things, Tila is something to be certainly addressed. And one thing that came to my mind is that when you think about the coronavirus, think about it, that it closed down institutions of Torah learning. The Mishnah of us tells us, in Batalta Torah harbe Batalta Negdecha. If you are Mevatal Torah, if you're not learning enough Torah, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will send you things that will prevent you from learning Torah. A straight up Mishnah. So if we see that something is causing Bittul Torah, it's preventing institutions of Torah learning to be closed. It's causing people to discuss important issues about medicine, which are certainly important, and that is what's needed to be done. But that also means that Torah learning is not being done. It's Bittul Torah. And we know the Gemara in Brachos is the Chazer. If a person is Yishvashvesh Masa, if a person introspects his actions and he can't find anything, he should say it's got to be Bittul Torah. So our response has to be, number one, that we have to learn a little bit more. We have to learn more. We know we're entering Purim, Kibum, Asher Kibum, Kfar, a second Kabbalah to Torah Me'ava. So a person has to. I'm talking to myself. I haven't yet done this yet. A person has to add on another 5 minutes, at least, of Limanat Torah. A person has to, when he's about to check his phone in the middle of Seder, he has to say, you know what, this time I'm not checking my phone. Why? I'm going to learn more. I'm not telling you to lock yourself in a room or lock yourself in the basement just for the next, you know, for 18 hours a day because you're going to stop the coronavirus. And the Yitzhar will tell all of us, come on. It's still spreading. You think your extra 5 minutes of learning, your extra 10 minutes of learning is doing anything? The answer is that's the Yetzirah. Right? As the Mishnah Novus tells us, Lo alecha hag melacha ligmor. You don't have to finish the melacha. But you're not bottled from it. That's not your problem. Right? We know, Bishvili never olam, the world is for you. You're going to sit here and say, the coronavirus is still spreading. My 5 minutes, my 10 minutes. That's not your problem. That's not your problem. You're Bishvili Nivra Olam. You have to know what your responsibility is. And the Yetzer Hara always tells you that, oh, you think you can stop everything? You can bring the Geula? First of all, you don't know. Second of all, it's doing something. And I think that a person has to internalize that Yisod. That, yes, there's a physical response, there's no question about it. And it is real. Yes, it's a virus. But we know that there's nothing in this world. Ain Paranis Balolam El Bishvi Yisrael. Bad things don't happen in the world. China, yes, it affects us. Why does it come to this world? Because of us. Because of us. First of all, to give us messages, and second of all, because of us. We have to do something about it. And if you think about one aspect of Bittul Torah, a Meferish Mishnah and Avos, certainly it's something that we can work on. And then when you talk about Tefillah, we know that, right, we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mis'avel Tefillos and Shel Tzadikim, right? Why was Sarah barren and Hagar had a baby right away? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the Tefillos. Of Sarah. Hashem wants our tefillos. How many of us have cried out to Hashem, please stop the magefa. Please stop it. Please help heal people. Any people shouldn't get it. If they get it, they should be safe. And also the Gemara in Brachas that I had the exclusive of learning with some of the guys in Yeshiva with Rabbi Rublaski on the Eilat trip. Daflam and Alpha Mebeis, Chana's davening for a son. And in numerous times during Chana's Tila, she asks Hashem with a svara, like a logic. I'll give you an example. Amr Chana from the Kodesh Baruch Rabbanu Shalom, Mikot Tzvoi Tzvoko Shavarosh Ba'olamacha, Kasha Be'enecha, Shetitin Ben Echad? Hashem, is it so hard for you with everything you have in the world? Just give me a son. It's nothing. And she says, Mashal Ma'adav Adoyimah, Lamelech Basav Adam, Sha'asa Su'ud La'av Adav. A melech who does a huge suda for all of his servants. Ba'ani Echad. Moment al Pesach. And the one poor person comes to the door. Amar Lahem, Tinu Lui Prusa Achas. Give me a little piece. V'lo Hishkichu Olav. So, and they don't listen. So, Dachach V'nichnas Etzel Melech. Meaning, the showroom over there. Don't give him anything. He bangs on the door and he answers, goes to the melech. Amar Lahem. Adoni Amalach, Mikol Suda Shasita, Kasha Benechli Tinli Prusa Achas. You can't give me one piece of bread? A number of times in that Gemara, you see the Chana came with an angle, a certain angle, a request. Hashem, listen, you know, if you did it for everybody else, please. You know, you give me everybody, give me a little bit, give me one child. So what does it teach us? That we turn to Hashem and say, Hashem, listen, we have a Svara, you know, and I would suggest, what's our Svara? Hashem, look what's happening. People are not able to learn. Hashem, please stop the virus. Please heal people so people can go back to learning. Come with a svara. Not just, oh, stop, heal people. That's beautiful. That's certainly true. I mean, another way of davening is, Hashem, you're the all-powerful. You created this world. We recognize that you can stop it. Right? Everybody says, oh, this scientist needs to stop it. How is it going to stop? You know how it's going to stop? Of course, we're also going to stop it. So we turn to Hashem and say, Hashem, you control the world. Stop it. But also, if you want to give a svara, you can turn to Hashem and say, Hashem, listen, we're davening on behalf of the Torah world. Less Torah is being learned because of the virus. Please, Hashem, from that angle, stop the virus. So I think that is important to realize that, of course, the Yetzer Hara tells us, you're learning, your davening is going to stop it. Well, you daven today, that's not your problem. You have to respond in a spiritual sense as much, if not more, than in a physical sense. Again, I'm not saying it exists. I'm not saying it doesn't exist. I'm not saying there doesn't need to be a physical response. Of course there needs to be a physical response. No shayla in the world. But, like I said, I'll say it again for the third time. Our spiritual response has to be at least as intense, and certainly most likely more intense, than our spiritual response. You don't hear Tehillim rallies? Okay, there should be Tehillim rallies. I don't know. Again, I shouldn't say that. I don't know. Apparently last week they did have, Tehillim rally, but again, it didn't affect the Jewish community as of yet. I don't know. I'm not saying, we should be screaming in the streets, screaming in public forums and screaming out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no question about it. Again, I'm not equipped to say that on a national and on a Klal Yisrael level. But on a personal level, every single person say, you know what? I have to step up my game. I have to step up my game. There's no such thing as anything, of this nature, of this severity. Not everything in the world is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I feel Etzba Ketana, even to just pick up a finger. Certainly this is all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if we're living in this time, that means there's a personal message to each and every one of us. Do something. Something. And I'm just suggesting to daven with an angle, and also to enhance, to increase our Torah learning, because the mission is very, very straightforward. If you are mevatel Torah, there'll be other dvar b'talim next to you. I also want to point out the Rambam in Hilchos Tainis. Listen to this. Let's just quote the whole thing. Mitzvah semen Torah lizuk v'harila v'chatzur al kotzar shetava al tzibur. Is there biblical obligation to cry out and to blow the trumpets on every calamity, every challenge, every difficulty that comes on the community? Shinemar, as it says, Atzara Tzorei Atchem, Varevesim Bechatzor, says, Kuleimar, Kol Dover Shietz Elachem Kigon Bitzuros, Bitzuros is a famine, V'dever, V'arbev, Kietzben, every type of calamity, Zaku Aleim Hariv, there's a biblical obligation to cry out to Hashem and to blow the trumpets, V'dovesim Bidach HaTshuva, this is the way of Tshuva, Shemizman Shetavot Tzara V'yizaku Aleim V'yariv, when at a time when the tzara comes and you cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yedu HaKosh V'glam Ma'aseim HaRoim Hur Lehen, then you realize because of our bad deeds, that's why this came. Kakosuv Amaroseichem Hotu, our iniquities tilted the things in this direction. V'zehu She'igrim L'Hasir HaTzar Me'lehem, that's going to take the difficulty away from you. Straight up, Rambam Halacha L'Maisa, when a calamity comes, when different challenges come, of course, B'liyan Hara, right now, it hasn't been, you know, Baruch Hashem, it should just, you know, we got the message ready at this point. You know, it's just, now it's been an inconvenience, and we hope that, if I'm not mistaken, his name is Eliezer Yitzchak ben Shifra, Shavu'a Shleim, Soshar Chol Yisrael, and there should be no damage at all, except for just, you know, missing some Siddurim, and of course, financially, people missing jobs, and inconvenience. And this is where it should stop. If you don't cry out to Hashem and you don't blow the trumpet, no, it happens. The conspiracy, the virus, they ate a bat. I don't know. If you say, it happens. It's happenstance. That's called cruelty. If you don't wake up from a calamity, it's called cruelty. Unbelievable. It causes people to cling to their bad ways. And other difficulties arise. Rachman al-Aslan, let's not even think about it. So, the Rambam is very clear. Hilchos Tainus. When you see something bad happen, you have to wake up, you have to cry out to Hashem, you have to do something. Cry out, blow the trumpets, and if it's not, can you hear the words of the Rambam? If you don't wake up, then it's cruel. Yeah, it's much cruel. It's part number one of what I wanted to say this morning, but halavai we should all be zocheh to take the message and do something, and our hishtadlus in the ruchnius perspective should have an hashpa on the entire world and minimize and halt all difficulty. Amen. I saw this morning the Chavetz Chaim quotes from this week's Haftorah for Parshas Zachar. We know, I'm sure many of you remember from elementary school, the story about Shaul and Amalek, and Shaul was asked to wipe out. The pasuk tells us, right? What was the pasuk? Shaul was commanded. Let's read the pasuk inside. Lo tachmolav, don't have any mercy on anybody. Behemata meisha isha, men, women, me'il al yonik, from the young ones into the ones who are nursing, and then mishur v'adshem migov v'adchamor, men, women, children, animals. Shaul, get rid of everybody. And we know, unfortunately, what does he do? Shaul has mercy on Agag and on many of the animals, and he is punished, and he did the wrong thing. Says the pasuk, many pasukim later, the pasuk tells us, at the end, he says, V'lam alo shemata b'kol Hashem. Why didn't you listen to the voice of Hashem? V'tat es ha-sholol, and you saved the loot. V'tas ha-ro b'ina Hashem. And you did bad in the eyes of Hashem. So the Chofetz Chaim asked, I don't understand. V'tas ha-ro b'ina Hashem? You did bad in the eyes of Hashem? Did Shaul do bad in the eyes of Hashem? No, he just didn't do the full good, which means that what did he do, Shaul? He decided on his own that even though he was commanded to wipe out everybody, including Agag, he decided to refrain. Sheva Baal Ta'asa, he didn't follow through on the commandment. What didn't he do? He didn't kill Agag, that seems to be, and he didn't kill all the animals that he saved. It seems to be that he did not do what he was commanded, not that he did bad. How can the apostle say, V'tas harobah in Hashem, you did bad? So in this Chofetz Chaim al-Torah, they quote somebody who said he heard in the name of the Chofetz Chaim the following, that when a person, like Shaul, doesn't follow through the entire commandment, Hashem said, kill everybody, including Agag. And when you save Agag, that means you didn't follow Hashem at all. If you decide on your own, nah, I'm only going to follow 99.9% of the directions, that means whatever you did, even the first 99.9% of the instructions were not following instructions. And Ramela comes out that what Shaul, the people that Shaul did kill, that those maisim, those killings, were not appropriate. They were not supposed to be done. Why? Because when Shaul showed and he revealed that he didn't follow the instructions 100%, that means that the entire instruction wasn't followed. And therefore, he's taking it to task as a murderer on everybody else. So says the Chofetz Chaim. You see an unbelievable lesson over here. That when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us to do something, and we're commanded to do something, we have to do it lock, stock, and barrel. Sometimes it could be we don't understand it. It could be our own biases. Shaul is a big tzaddik. Shaul is a very righteous person. I think it says he wasn't Tom Chet, if I'm not mistaken. I think it speaks about him. Can you imagine? And all of a sudden, he just doesn't follow the instructions to the T. It's as if he didn't follow the instructions at all, to the extent that we call it v'tas ha'ro b'ina Hashem. He did bad. Whatever he did or do, it comes out, it's revealed that it was not with the right intentions at all. And therefore, he's held accountable for that. And I think the lesson is very clear. Oftentimes, you know, certain things are hard for us, and we don't understand certain things, certain halachos, certain things we don't follow through with. We have to follow through. If the Chazal tell us to do it, which is certainly a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have to follow through. And I think this really goes back to something that Rabbi Silverman spoke about in his Shmuz, about Nasev and Ishma. Right? When we go ahead and we are Nasev and Ishma, right, Basilevi, how could it be? We don't know. How can we commit and dedicate ourselves to do something we don't understand? Because we're Avodin HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whenever it doesn't ask questions, Hashem says, do Paraduma, we do Paraduma. Hashem says, get rid of all of Malach, you do all of Malach. Hashem says, learn straight for this amount of hours. Hashem says, daven to me with Kavana. Hashem says, do Chesed with your friend, be nice to your friend. It doesn't fit with our schedule, it doesn't fit with our personality, it doesn't make a difference. We have to try, to the best of our ability, to follow to the instructions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the T. And when a person, as we've spoken about many of times, past few weeks, when you realize what Yetzias Mitzrayim meant, what Kriyas Yamsuf meant, what it meant to live in the Midbar and HaKadosh Baruch Hu taking care of every need, and Hashem says, listen, do X, Y, Z, we shouldn't question it. We should never question it. When we read through the Megillah, we connect to Purim, and we realize Hashem's involvement not only in Mitzrayim, but even in Shushan, even in Zman, when there's no Beis HaMikdash, His involvement, we should say to Hashem, we're here. Na'asev and Ishmael, we dedicate ourselves. And especially since we know we have a mitzvah to eradicate a Malach, the only way to eradicate a Malach is that we don't question anything. We don't question, a human being, the king, maybe it'll be nice, we'll show him off, we won't kill him. No. When Hashem says to do something, we don't let our own intuition enter into that involvement. And I think maybe that's over here, maybe if I can tie the two things together. Our intuition, our negiyah says, yeah, there's good hak. It's like, oh, this virus, that virus, quarantine, he's quarantined. Yeah, it's interesting. It's unique. It's interesting to talk about. But when we think about it, we say, you know what? Again, I'm not saying we're human beings. It is interesting. There's what to talk about. But a person who doesn't at least say, you know what? The message is to me to wake up on a personal level and on a national level. There's some sort of wake-up call going on over here. And we as the Jewish people, we as the B'nai Torah, we as the boys sitting in Yerushalayim HaKodesh learning Torah, we're the ones who have to say, you know what? I'm going to take the message. I'm going to do something. And again, like I said in the beginning, I'm not telling you to say, you know what? I'm canceling my Shabbos plans. Or you guys are all here for Shabbos. But I'm not going to hang out at the Shmuz. I'm going to spend the whole Shabbos next, until Shabbos in the base measures and eat bread and water and sleep on the floor. Okay. I'm not saying you should do that. Something, as the Rambam is saying, something. You have to do something to show that you're recognizing the message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that we don't necessarily understand everything in the world, and that's certainly true, but we know one thing. There's a message from Hashem, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, do X, Y, and Z. We should do X, Y, and Z. Have a great Shabbos.